We're back on with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, and I appreciate some more time talking fishing, bud.
Always happy to.
So we went over the ice fishing. Sounds like the ice conditions have definitely gotten thicker in most spots. There are a few slush spots that surprised me a little bit from reports coming in. But generally speaking, some pretty good panfish, pike, and some touchy walleye reports. Live bait seems to be working best on tip-ups. Let's move now, as promised, to some winter steelhead talk. River conditions, let's start there. What are you seeing for, you know, river levels and water temps?
Levels overall are a little higher than they usually are for January. It's kind of nice to see. It makes some spots actually a little difficult. I know the last time I got out, I wasn't really happy where they were. You know, that was a little tough where I like to fish, and you know, it was harder getting a nice slow presentation to the fish that are holding on the bottom when the water's ripping. Temps are just above freezing. You know, you're not going to see them come up much. They're going to stay that way for a while.
Are you seeing a lot of ice jams, ice bridges, things that would inhibit, you know, certain drifts?
The time I was out, we didn't really have any ice. Things are very clear for this time of year.
Kind of surprised me, too. Usually by now we're seeing big-time bridges and, you know, lots of choked water, so to speak. But that's good to hear. So at least the water's remaining mostly open in spots. What are you hearing for steelhead, browns, anything?
It's pretty much all steelies and browns, jigs and waxies, or fake grubs. Like Mr. Dirk's grubs and spikes are a great choice, too. Spawn is still hitting fish. Beads are still hitting fish. Couple caught on hardware here or there. But I'd say your best bet would be jigs under a float. We got a bunch of new jigs in this week. Pretty sweet glow colors and that kind of thing. Definitely check those out. Kind of makes sense to buy those this time of year. You can use them for steelhead and then take them out for panfish or walleye.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I know a lot of people that use, you know, the same teardrops for their ice fishing as they do for catching steelhead in the winter. So,
yeah, they definitely like the same things. These have really strong hooks, so you can go back and forth for whatever you want.
All right, Nick, I really appreciate your time, and we'll catch back up with you next week. Get another report, hey?
All right. Talk to you next week.
Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Talking fishing again here on the Outdoor Show.